This is Rock Hudson with a story about what faith and trust and freedom can do. It's called The Open Door. In the ancient city of Bethlehem, at the end of a road bordered by olive trees, there stood and still stands a building that was once a symbol of pain and fear and, yes, horror. For mental illness can be painful and fearful and horrible. This building was an insane asylum. On an April morning a few years ago, a man entered the grounds of the asylum. His name was Dr. Laban of Lebanon, and he had studied psychiatry in Beirut and London. He was there as a result of a request from the government of Jordan to the World Health Organization for help in handling its mental health problems. What Dr. Laban did made many people think that he should have been locked up in the asylum, not allowed to run it. What Dr. Laban did was simple. He opened the doors. There was a time when those who were mentally ill were kept locked in dungeon cells, or chained to the walls, or tied to chairs, or kept in straitjackets. All this Dr. Laban found in the dark building on the Pleasant Road in Bethlehem. He took off the chains and the straitjackets and opened the doors of the cells. He let the patients know that he trusted them and would try to help them. And when people called on the telephone and asked whether this was the asylum, he hung up. It was not an asylum, it was a hospital, a psychiatric hospital. When he had taken the patients out of their darkness, he showed them how to work. He taught the women how to weave carpets as they do in Iran. He let the men work in the gardens and bring them to life with flowers, flowers that could also be sold. And the work helped to occupy the minds of the patients and to fit them for the normal everyday life that they would go into once again when they were cured. Many people in Bethlehem were afraid of what Dr. Laban was doing. They believed that the inmates would run away and there would be a reign of terror in the streets of Bethlehem. Almost all of the group that Dr. Laban found when he came are gone, cured. Mustafa is still there, but he is no longer a patient. He works there. Mustafa had been a violent patient. He screamed and kicked and bit so that he was put into a straitjacket. When Dr. Laban came, it was explained to Mustafa that he would be unbound so that he could have better care, but he must keep calm. Mustafa listened and heard and finally understood. And eventually Mustafa was cured, but he stayed at the hospital. For Mustafa works in the stone-breaking gang, which is quarrying stone for an addition to the hospital. Mustafa is in charge of the dynamite, which breaks the stone. There is still one patient who has not found the answer to his problem through the open door. His name is Ali. 20 years ago, he was a lawyer, and the woman he loved disappeared. No one knows more. Since that time, Ali has sought her everywhere. As soon as he sights a new figure on the hospital grounds, he rushes forward. But it's always a stranger, never the woman he seeks. And Ali walks, always walks, thinking and hoping, but unable to explain what happened to him long time ago. Sometimes, Ali complains to Dr. Laban that he does not want to be in a hospital, and Dr. Laban points to the open door. Once more, Ali goes off in search of his lost love and his lost past. But he always comes back of his own accord. And someday, the open door which Dr. Laban has opened will lead him to find his past and his connection with the world around him once again. For Dr. Laban of the World Health Organization has proved by now that the open door works and freedom does indeed heal.